EJ, can I say it now?
Yeah, sure. What is up, everybody? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening na din kung anong oras niyo pinapakinggan yung podcast na to. But in today's relatable series, the first teenage struggle that we are going to talk about is about failures. Actually, in general, failures.
Yup, you heard it right. It's about failures. So, Jay, can you share with us mga failures mo sa buhay? Like, kahit isa lang, what that failure is and what you felt when you feel like you failed.
Okay. Hindi ko kayang mag-specify ng isa. Kasi sobrang dami ko nang na-feel na failures, so-called failures. Pero, feeling ko, I can share about nung as a son na din. Ganun. Na parang minsan I feel like I'm not good enough. Na parang hindi ako yung ideal son. Hindi ako yung
Ooh.
ideal brother.
Ayun na,
Di
idea.
ba? Ideal eh. Ideal. Yun talaga eh. Parang yun yung isa sa pinakamahirap. Yung you feel like you're a failure kasi you're not ideal.
Oh yes,
Yeah.
mahirap
Yun yung
yun.
struggle ko.
Oh,
Yun yung
so,
failure ko. Yun yung
what did you
failure.
feel when you're going through that phase of your life?
Sobrang yung alam mo yung I feel so down and umabot sa moment na I was depressed.
Oh yeah, so we talked about that
Yeah, we
last
talked
time.
about it. So, yun. Kayo guys, ano yung naisip nyo pagka sinasabi yung salitang failure? Kasi parang ang sakit-sakit.
In behalf of them, I think I'm gonna speak up.
Okay.
For me
So,
kasi, ang bigat ng failures eh. Di ba? Kasi in general, madami yan. Ako, I personally felt I failed sa aking grades lately. Di ba? Parang ang
Really?
bababa.
Okay.
Tapos parang kahit hindi sabihin ng parents ko na they're sad, they're disappointed dahil mababa. Kahit na they're not pressuring me na Bianca, kailangan ganito kataas yung grades mo. You have to be like this and like that. You have to achieve this and that. Parang sometimes I feel like they're still expecting, because of course, who wouldn't want a daughter, a child, a son na, 'di ba, excellent
Yeah.
tapos intellectual. So 'yun, parang I feel like I failed in that aspect of my life. Tapos yun nga, parang I'm very sad. I'm very, parang to the point na umiyak talaga ako, 'di ba? Medyo mababaw pero umiyak talaga ako. So siguro kayo guys, meron kayong mga kanya-kanyang failures. So think about it right now and what you felt nung naramdaman mo yung failure na
Failure na
yun,
yan. Yeah.
'di ba? Kasi madaming uri ng failures eh. Like tulad nung kay EJ, he felt like he failed as a son. I felt like I failed as a daughter and as a student
In an academic
in an
way, di
academic
ba?
way. Sometimes we feel like we failed as a friend.
Yeah.
'Di ba? Parang nung nagkulang ka sa friend mo na yun, you feel like you fail. You
Yeah.
feel like you failed.
Kasi, imagine nyo guys, kaming dalawa lang, magkaiba na kagad yung perspective namin sa failures namin. Di ba? So,
Very broad.
pwedeng iba din yung sa'yo or pareho tayo eh.
Ang
There's
daming failures sa
totoo,
mundo. Iba't
totoo.
ibang uri, iba't iba ng degree, iba't iba ng pinanggalingan. But actually, it gives the same emotions eh. It gives the same aftermath emotions. For example, you feel sad. That's one.
Yeah.
You feel down, disappointed,
Worthless.
or worth. Yeah, you got that word right. You
Actually,
feel like
yeah.
you're a worthless piece of being. Ano ba?
Yeah.
So, in a nutshell, madaming uri ng
Failure.
failures, but it goes down to the same emotions, same negative emotions, di ba? So, yon, nakaka-down siya. But you know, EJ, and you guys, let's find comfort in the fact that everyone fails.
Tama ka doon kasi hindi naman totoo na lahat tayo pinanganak na panalo ka na. Di ba?
Oo,
Walang
lahat tayo. Walang ganon.
ganong klaseng tao na tipong pag pinanganak ka, ay grabe, valedictorian
Ay, grabe,
yan.
smooth sailing ang buhay nito. Successful
Matinong
CEO.
bata yan, matinong tao yan. Walang
Oo,
ganon
parang
eh.
hindi yan babagsak. Diba, walang
Oo.
ganon eh.
Lahat nadadapa. Lahat may pinagdadaanan.
So let's find comfort in that fact na hindi lang ikaw ang may pinagdadaanan ng ganyang klase ng failure, meron sa buong mundo, saan mang sulok ng mundo, other people are experiencing it too.
Mm-hmm.
And, di ba, parang hindi lang ikaw yung mag-isang lumalaban. Madami tayo.
Uh-oh.
Madami kayo. Lahat tayo lumalaban. So, di ba, yung thought pa lang na yun, nakaka-comfort na. Kasi isipin pa lang na, ay, hindi lang pala ako yung nagdadaan dito. Di ba? Madami kami. Kinakaya nila, kakayanin ko din.
Kasi, eto, personally speaking, hindi lahat ng mukhang okay, eh okay. May mga failures din yan. Kaya, huwag kang mawala ng pag-asa na feeling mo ikaw lang yung failure. Huwag kang mag-alala. Ganyan din yung iniisip ng ibang tao.
Tama. Diba? So, kasi, ano eh, pagandahan lang ng pagdadala yan. Diba? Yung mga kala mong ngiting-ngiti, yung parang, oh, all is well, everything's
pero good with me. Sila pala yung pero sila pa yung pinakamabigat.
Sila pa yung feeling nila, wala silang kwentang tao. Diba? So, lahat tayo, dumadaan sa failures. So, ulitin ko, let's find comfort in that fact na hindi lang ikaw, may kasama ka. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go to the first point, di ba? Sabi ko nga sa inyo, sabi namin sa inyo, na in this podcast channel, in this series, we're going to talk about teenage struggles, which is yung failure, that's the first one.
Yeah, first
at
one.
How we feel about it, we already said things
we
about that.
We already shared our personal so-called failure.
And what we felt. Ngayon naman, we're going to talk about how do we face it, how to have the right perspective about it. So, let's get it on. Okay, AJ.
Okay. The first one is, you are not a failure unless you give up.
Right.
Tama. So, yun. Kasi meron tayong mindset dito na parang feeling mo nag-fail ka, pero isang beses mo lang naman ginawa.
Oh, iba. Diba? Parang, my gosh, napang-dapan ako.
Ganun. Yung tipong, gumagawa ka ng puzzle eh. Tapos parang, ay, di ka babo. Pero ilang beses mo bang ginawa? Isa pa lang. Pero sabi mo, wala nang pag-asa.
Mm-mm. Minsan may ganun tayong mindset, di ba? Basta tandaan nyo guys, and let's remember it all together, na hanggat hindi mo sinusuko yung laban, hanggat hindi ka talaga, alam mo yun, nadapa ka, tapos natili ka lang sa pagkakadapa, mahumiga ka pa, yun na yung failure.
Yun yung failure, pero...
Oo, kasi you did not get back up eh. Kasi you gave up already. That's what failure is, give up.
Pero kung naisip mo naman na parang, okay, nadapa ako ngayon, I feel like a failure, pero gusto kong tumayo. You're not a failure still, di ba? Parang may pag-asa ka pa.
Yes.
Diba?
Hindi ka hopeless.
Tandaan mo, may pangarap ka.
Oo, tandaan mo, hanggat may bukas, may pag-asa.
Totoo. Okay?
So, doon na din papasok yung ikalawa natin, diba? Kasi, nasa utak eh, diba? Na parang, sabi mo nga, isang beses pa lang nangyayari. Tapos, o kaya, pwede rin madaming beses lang nangyayari. Tapos, inisip mo na, shucks, failure ako. I failed as a person. I failed as a daughter. Yeah. As an individual. As a student. Diba? Tapos, diba, nadapa ka nga nung nangyari yun. Tapos, sabi nga ni Jay, merong sayo na gusto mo pang bumangon eh. You still wanna get up. Mm-hmm. Get back up. Diba? You're not yet a failure if you still want to get back up. Minsan lang talaga, yung utak mo, yan yung kalaban mo. Diba? Tandaan mo, parang, your mind is telling you, parang, your whole being is telling you na no, you failed already, jump ka na lang.
Yeah.
Give up, di mo na kaya. Parang, wag ka na mag-aral kasi ang baba ng grades mo. Wag ka na magtrabaho kasi, di ba, kasi like, you're failing naman eh.
Tumambay ka na lang kasi mukha ka namang tambay na eh.
Ay, grabe naman.
Di ba, yung grades mo tumatambay na sa 77 or sa fail.
Cinco, diba, ganun,
cinco diba? Ka na eh.
Tapos parang, minsan pinapaihip sa'yo ng utak mo na, di ba, parang, wala ka namang kwentong anak, di ba? Wag ka na lang magpakabait na anak. Diba?
Pinagdaanan ko yan.
Di ba, same.
Di ba?
Parang, your mind is telling you, dictating you that. But the reality is, tandaan mo, your mind works for you, not the other way around. God created our mind para sa ating tao. Mm-hmm. Hindi yung God created humans for our minds, di ba? Diba? Let's change that thinking. Kaya mong kontrolin yung utak mo. Di ba? Yung negative thoughts mo na parang, hindi ko na kaya, feeling ko failure ako, feeling ko bumagsak ako, hindi na ala na akong pag-asa, na sinasabi sa'yo ng utak mo. Eh, nako, you have the capability to fight that. Tama ba, EJ?
Tama. You have to fight. Actually, hindi lang naman you have the ability. You have to.
Oo. Diba? Since you have the ability, eh, di gawin mo na din.
Totoo. Kasi ito, tingnan nyo ha. Tingnan mo. Sabi sa, ano, sa Bible, okay, let's talk about it. Sabi dun sa story about creation, sa sixth day, God created
man.
Yeah. Hindi sinabing God created brain.
Oo, di ba? Okay? So, your mind works for you, not the other way around. So, when your mind is telling you, di ba, kunwari bumagsak ka, di ba, sa quiz, sa midterms mo, finals mo, you got a 5 or a 5 for your grade. Mm-hmm. You, like something like you failed or kahit 3 pasang awa. Or like when other people told you na parang ikaw patapon ka naman eh, tambay ka lang, ganyan, hanggang dyan ka lang, ganyan. Or parang feeling mo basta yung in general when you feel like you're a failure, cause your mind is telling you na okay, stop the fight, let's give up.
Oo. Totoo. Madaming ganun.
Don't.
Na parang minsan ano eh, minsan naiinis tayo sa taong mga nega. Pero deep inside, nega ka din naman.
Oo, di ba? So,
diba?
Control your mind. You have the ability to control your mind, di ba? Turn the negative thoughts into positive thoughts. Mm-hmm. Turn the tables around. Kaya mo yun, di ba?
Yeah, kasi, eto nga, di ba? Yung pointo nga natin, di ba? Your mind works for you, not the other way around.
Pag ito hindi pa nila natandaan, ewan ko na lang.
Paulit-ulit na tayo. Paulit-ulit na. Yeah.
So, I hope na umuulit-ulit na to, tapos tumatatak na sa isip nyo na, ulitin ko, your mind works for you, not the other way around.
Okay.
Di ba?
Totoo. Pero, eto.
Kasi ganito yan. If you have the right perspective, diba, dumating yung failures. Tapos you have the right perspective na, I'm not yet a failure if I won't give up yet. Na, oh, may I can change my mind, diba? Yung perspective mo nagbabago. Remember, perspective is everything. The way you look at things is everything. It affects your life so much. Kapag ganun yung pagtingin mo sa failures mo, yung sa challenge, diba, parang instead na you feel so negative, na turn mo into, ano, positive, diba?
As an art student kasi, alam ko yung perspective. Na pwedeng, pag tinignan mo sa front view, ganito. Pero, pagka na-relate natin yung failures natin, okay, in this angle, failed ako. I-turn mo sa left, baka hindi ka failed doon. Or turn mo sa right, turn mo sa top, turn mo sa bottom.
Diba?
Magkakaiba eh. May iba yung meaning ng buhay kapag tiningnan mo in another angle.
Mm-mm. So, diba? Ganun nga, look at your so-called failures, yeah, I'm doing the air quotation sa aking kamay, diba? So, when looking at failures, look it in another perspective using the 2 points that we gave you guys, diba? Kasi you are gonna face it a whole lot better than before, diba? Kasi nabago na eh. Nagigets nyo ba? Nabago na.
Nabago na.
Gets mo na ba, EJ?
Gets ko na.
Sana gets nyo din. Okay. Dito tayo sa pangatlo.
So, ito nga, di ba? So, pag naiba mo na yung angle mo, naisip mo na na meron pang pag-asa na you can still fight and you can still get back up and run. Third, sinabi ko na, get back up.
Ang sinabi mo diba? Na eh.
Sinabi ka na.
So, yun. Get back up.
Tumayo ka. Nadapa ka lang, hindi ka nilibing.
Mm-mm.
Hindi ka dinaganan.
Oh, that's a beautiful analogy.
Totoo. Hindi ka nalibing eh. Diba?
Nakadapa ka lang. Diyos ko, huwag ka namang humiga. Nadapa ka lang. Huwag ka humiga. Kasi, tumayo ka.
Eto, merong mga gantong tao eh. Feeling ko naging ganto din ako.
Feeling ko din? Kaya hindi mo pa sinasabi?
Yung nadapa, nag-overthink, humiga, gumulong, tapos itinali pa yung sarili dun sa lupa.
Paano mo itatali yung sarili mo sa lupa? Anyway.
Hindi ko alam, pero yun yung naisip ko.
Actually, diba? Ganun nga siya nangyayari. So, huwag natin gawing ganun. Get back up. Sabi sa Proverbs 24:16, so Proverbs 24:16 ang sabi doon, even good people fall 7 times, but they get back up. O, diba? Good people na yun. So, ibig sabihin, kahit yung pinakamabubuting tao sa buong mundo, nalalaglag, nahuhulog, nagfe-fail, but they don't remain there. They don't remain sprawling on the ground. Diba? Overthinking, tying themselves on the ground, even if that's not physically possible. They don't do that eh. They get back up. And I believe you're a good person. No matter what other people may say.
Everyone is a good person, actually.
Yep, we have our
deep
own...
Deep inside.
Yeah, we have our own good person inside us. And since you're a good person and you fell 7 times, you're gonna get back up. Remember that.
More than 8 times.
Diba? More than 8 times na. Kasi mm-hmm. parang si ano to eh. Si...
Sina?
The one who created light. Like, Thomas Alva Edison.
Okay.
Mm. Let's talk about him. Thomas Alva Edison, he failed. He attempted.
Okay. Wag nating gawing failed.
Gawin natin attempted. He attempted to create a light bulb. He failed 1,000 times. So,
he attempted.
He attempted 1,000 times. But he was not able to achieve what he wanted, which is yung light. So, ngayon, kung sa ika-thousand time na yun, nag-give up itong si Thomas Alva Edison, oh my gosh, we won't have any light.
Paano ka mag-review? Ede, ngayon, pag walang ilaw, hello naman sa atin, di ba? Ngayon nga may ilaw, feeling mo failure ka na. What if hindi siya tumayo doon at inisip din niya yung same thought na iniisip mo ngayon na failure siya? Boy, mas failure tayo ngayon kasi pagdating ng gabi, hindi ka na pwedeng mag-review.
Wala nang gagawa ng play.
Wala na. Tapos ng mundo. Finish na.
Oo nga. Kinabukasan. Wala. 5 na naman. Diba? So, he got back up. So, think about it. He fell 1,000 times, but he get back up like 10,000 times. Diba? Parang, get back up. Okay. Failure is not the opposite of success. It's a part of success. So you have to get back up. Magfi-fail ka lang ulit-ulit na ano? Magfi-fail ka lang talaga kapag hindi ka tumayo.
Totoo.
'Di ba?
Ano 'yan eh? Parang hindi porket trinay mo na eh hindi mo na pwedeng i-try ulit.
At hindi porket nag-fail ka noon, hindi ka na pwedeng mag-succeed ngayon.
Totoo.
'Di ba?
Totoo. Galing nun.
Ang ganda ng analogy natin, 'di ba? So, ayan, get back up, guys. And, di ba, once you get back up, kasi parang you feel like you failed, but you thought, nah, no, everyone's experiencing this too. I'm not yet a failure. My mind's gonna work for me. Hindi ako failure. I'm gonna think positive. Ngayon, when you're gonna get back up, make sure not to get back up on your own. Make sure that when you're gonna get back up, we're gonna do it this time around with God.
Yeah, actually. Kasi, wala ding sense kapag ka tumayo kang mag-isa. Pilay ka nga, di ba?
Kaya ka nga.
Hindi, nadapa ka, napilay ka eh. Kasi you're thinking na you're a failure. So pag tumayo ka, ika-ika ka.
Ang hirap kaya tumayo ng pilay ka.
Totoo. Diba? Totoo.
I don't think that's physically possible. Lalo pag yung pilay mo nasa paa.
Totoo.
Diba? So,
ang sakit.
I know. So this time around, when you try it this time around, make sure that you try it with God. Make sure that you get back up with God. Because He's the source of strength. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yeah.
Diba? He's the source of strength. So ngayon, kung pilay ka dahil sa pagkakadapa mo and you thought you're a failure, when you're gonna get back up, you have to do it with God para makatayo ka ng maayos.
Mm-hmm. Or, ganito. Gawin natin ganito. Kung masyadong churchy or biblical yung dinig nyo, okay, ganito. Pagka tumayo ka for the second time or for the end time, try it with a friend. Diba? Sino yung friend mo na yun? Si Lord. Done.
Yeah, that made the difference.
Diba?
In a nutshell, guys, failures are not failures. It's a part of success. Okay lang yan. Normal yan. Nangyayari yan. Sa kahit pinaka-successful na tao, nangyari yan. At patuloy na nangyayari yan.
And tandaan mo na kapag yung mga failures na yan, hindi nangyayari sa buhay mo. Hindi ka ikaw ngayon. I think we should do a recap of our points. So, the first point is, you're not a failure unless you give up.
Right.
Ang ating second point is, your mind works for you, not the other way around. And the last point is,
yo friend, you gotta get back up. We have already said our part, our thoughts. Actually, we're also teenagers wanting to voice out. Diba? We already said our opinions, our suggestions, our tips,
our encouragement,
and everything else. Now it's time for you to say it. Can you say it now? Can you repeat it after us?
I am not a failure.
Okay. All right, that's it for today, guys. Thank you for tuning in with us. And I hope that you listen to us again on our next episode, and we are sure that you are once again gonna relate with us.
Yep, because on our next episode, we're going to talk about something more relatable to you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, actually, look out for it. Kasi, pare-pareho lang tayo dito, may struggles, di ba? Kailangan natin ng kausap, kailangan natin ng kakampi.
Kahit lang nung pinakikinggan ng mga suggestions, advices, ayun.
Yun. So, that's it for today's episode, and we hope you liked it. And we hope that you enjoyed listening to our voices. And for the end time, that's it for our episode. See you next time.